Janet Weeks is 75 years old. She plays softball regularly at this field outside Washington, along with other members of the Golden Girls, a softball organization for senior women.
There was an ad in the newspaper that said looking for people age 50 and older to play ball, and I said, that's me.
That was 22 years ago. Weeks is one of the 13 original Golden Girls. Today, the group has more than 170 members.
Rush back. Ball three.
68-year-old Marilyn Mallory has been with the Golden Girls for 18 years. She serves as its public relations officer.
All our players have to be at least 40 years old. There's no upper limit, and we have several ladies who are in their upper 70s and early 80s still playing. We have a league consisting of four teams.
Mallory says the league has women at all skill levels. Some of them have never played before, and others have played all their lives. But many of them are like 74-year-old Shirley Thompson, who joined the group 5 years ago.
I played back in 1955 when I was in high school. I was a little nervous, but once I got out and watched the team play, and they have fun, and so I thought, I can do it. So I went and got new gloves, new shoes, and went out and tried it, and enjoy it very much.
Thompson also says she feels healthier than before.
I have arthritis in my fingers, I can see the knots on my hand, but by playing ball and staying active, I'm using them, and so they do not bother me, I can still use them a lot. And I think that's one good thing about playing ball, it does help you arthritis to stop from stiffing up on you.
For more competitive players, the Golden Girls field tournament teams that travel all over the country for games.
At the moment, we have five tournament teams, a 50, 55, 60, 65, and 70-year-old team. We're the only softball organization in the United States, and I'm sure the world, that can field five tournament teams simultaneously. So it makes us very, very special.
So we want to make the practices as good as we can and make the plays as good as we can.
George Hersey, a certified umpire with the Amateur Softball Association and husband of one of the Golden Girls, is the coach. He says the teams are very serious about their games and hate to lose.
These girls, on several occasions, have won a gold medal playing softball in the Olympics, in the Senior Olympics. They've been traveling around since 1995 and been going to the Olympics ever since, and they've done very well. They've never finished lower than third place.
But the Golden Girls say the best part is their friendship.
I think you need to have the friends and the backing, because they all back each other and help each other, and no one gets down on if you make a mistake. We all just get in there and support each other. And I think we really like it.
We've done other things besides just softball as a result of this softball team. So we travel together, and so it's just so many good things, it's hard to name one.
Every Saturday, once the weather gets warm, each team plays two games back to back. Then they practice for about 2 hours.
You get accustomed to it. You build up your strength. It's hard the first two or three Saturdays, and then after that you just kind of go and you get used to it. You're tired when you go home, but it's a good tired.
Weeks says being a member of the Golden Girls has been a life-changing experience. Signing up, she adds, was the best decision she ever made. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.